Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh. That Van Halen can only mean one thing. That it's that special day. Man. Is that a special day?
I think we should be live on Instagram.
Oh, on the Alice 973 Instagram?
Oh, on the Britney Boy for now. Just going to try to get this going.
Britney Boy, B-R-Y-N-N-Y-B-O-Y.
What's happening now?
We're live on Instagram.
Oh, all right.
Do we look
hey, this
cute
thing
enough?
Works.
Yeah. Yeah, the boys are back.
You see the mic I'm on?
I do.
Does it sound echoey?
No.
Oh, it's good.
It sounds perfect.
Oh, it's all right.
Yes.
Wow.
And looks like you were back home.
Yeah.
He's back.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
So Vinny's test came in. Negativo.
The ladies put... So there were a few purchases made, I don't know, as gifts or whatever, but one of the things the missus bought was this arm that you can see attached to the desk. Yeah. So I was using a little stand. And now I got this thing.
That's great.
When I got home, I went, oh, you put that in. Oh, boy.
I hope
that works. It's working, so that's great.
It's awesome. And now you can move it around and get it out of your way. And it's fantastic.
It's pro, so, man.
Off the desk.
Uh-huh.
Is that a Bryn recommendation? He's become this guy that does equipment lists for people. Like, Johnny Mosey's got a home studio set up now. His arm is not quite as good as that one, I have to say. He went for a chintzy arm.
You never did tell us what went down. Is that on a podcast? Like,
he's going to tell the whole story on Monday. But some went down. Oh, and that one kid who had the exploding appendix, there's always something with that one.
Oh, so, and this is the same one that when he came to go surfing and I met him at the beach and loaned him a board... Apparently, the boy suited up real quick and took off for the ocean. And while Johnny was suiting up, the boy came back with a bloody head and apparently had, I don't know if the board hit him or he dived in and hit his head on the bottom, but Johnny never even got in the water. Is that the same kid? This is a different kid.
I think I'm not sure which kid that was. I thought that was the older kid. This is the younger kid. But it could just as, I mean, it seems like that one, all the bad stuff happens too. So.
I'm not as up on his, the family dynamic. But I did meet him at the beach that one time and that boy ended it quick.
Yeah. Well, those kids are raring to go. Like if you follow Johnny on Instagram, I mean, there's never a dull moment. And it's funny, because Bryn and I, you know, in the afternoon, sometimes we're just hanging out. We're like, let's hop on Zoom. And we just sit, and he's dealing with his kid, and I'm talking to John, and we just hang out on Zoom in the afternoon.
Is that right?
Yeah, I guess it's like craving company kind of thing, you know. And I don't have kids to watch, but not only does Johnny have kids to watch, Johnny can't stop. Like, he's one of those people that, you know, he actually hates when we record the podcast at 10:30. He's like, God, it's like right in the middle of my day. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, I got a million things to do
have you,
with his kids.
Have you tried the old it's your show, Holmes.
Yeah. Oh, no. He gets it.
Have to do this at all. You can cancel this anytime you want.
Yep. He's not canceling. He loves it.
All right. Good.
He's a podcast superstar. So, yesterday, it must have happened after the show.
Yeah. I mean, I was really worried because they'd not met the 48-hour window.
Yeah.
And a lot of people had written me and said, there's no way you're getting that in a 24 to 48-hour window. And I'm like,
that's what they said.
That's what they told me, and I believe them.
Yep.
And they're backed up, like everybody's backed up, but they did get it to me, I don't know how many hours later it was, but it was enough that I was able to, it was early enough in the day that I went, I'm out of here. I'm going home. Yeah. So it took... I had to clean up. I can't just walk away from a mess. So I had to clean up whatever was there and get my stuff together and get my radio stuff together and then get home. And then, of course, it was, well, if you're okay, then please go get us groceries. So I had to hit the grocery store on the way home. So
I
really didn't get home until about dinner time. And at that point... I sort of made what I could for everyone and then did some dishes and...
Oh, you cooked and cleaned. Wow.
I did. Well, I mean, I know that the missus has been...
it's been a tough week for her, too.
Mm-hmm. For everybody.
Probably tougher.
So.
Right.
Uh-huh.
She's dealing... Now, has her test hasn't come back either.
She got a call yesterday morning, which I didn't even mention to you guys, but apparently they said, we spilled the test. Or something like that. I don't know if they take...
Your test is corrupt.
Right. Come back, take another test right now, please.
Oh.
So she said, okay, and went back and did it.
She still feel like... You were saying it was like her lungs were tight or something.
Yeah,
was...
she's felt that before, though. I'm not into diagnosing stuff. That's why I split, because I wasn't going to sit here and be, you know, trying to decide what's wrong with me and is it catching... Mm-hmm. But she's got a lung tightness. I think she's under a lot of stress.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying it's psychosomatic. I don't know what it could be, but I don't. So anyway, once my test came back negative, I think a great relief was there and she relaxed and feels like, okay, based on some of the interactions we've had over the last week, she would certainly have it if I had it and wouldn't have it if I, you know what I mean? So,
and right.
We feel
and she's
safe.
Not
we feel
really
comfortable.
Leaving the house at all.
Right. No, none. Not even, and not anywhere near what I've had to do, which is go shag, you know, groceries or go get this or go get that. So, anyway, we're good. So, we're pleased. We're lucky. We're stoked. I was going to be really upset if all the effort we'd put in ended with a COVID test, a positive test. So
you know, it's crazy how many cases there are. Like every time you turn a corner, somebody else is like, "Oh, this guy's got it." And this, you remember early on when we first went into isolation, we had some fretful moments because someone that we knew that John had been in contact with was waiting on their test, and it was one of those. I mean, this was another one that was 2.5 weeks before we found out, and all of us were worried because. If John had been exposed, then I had been exposed, then you had been exposed, then everybody had been exposed.
Yeah, and that was all the way up to our boss was like, great.
Right. Everyone's freaking out.
Right.
So that at that point, that was negative. That dude's wife just tested positive. And they're down the street people. Like, these are people on my street who have it. And not only did she test positive... But she started feeling sick this week, and so she went and got tested earlier this week. She got, I don't know, a quick turnaround, because I think we found this out on Wednesday. She'd spent the weekend in Tahoe. They'd been out doing stuff all over the place. They mm-hmm. were with friends and the friends' grandparents.
Oh, no.
If someone has it and is in a more relaxed, non-lockdown state, that's how it gets spread.
Well,
because we're all loosening up.
Right. Well, I've read a lot about it, probably to the point where the contradictions have made me numb. You know, I'm just like, oh, I don't even know what to understand, to believe anymore. But one of the things is, yeah, people are passing this to their families. That's where you're catching it. Basically, in your own house or with the people you're hanging with. It's not, it is airborne. It's not on your stuff, according to the things I've read. So you're not picking it up from your groceries or your mail. But nonetheless, again, with all the contradictions, you can't help but wonder, right?
Right.
When will they backtrack on this particular statement?
Well, and, you know, we're going to keep cleaning our groceries, because even when you hear it's airborne, you still, if it airborne landed on my potato chips and now I've picked up that bag and touched my face with my potato chip hands.
Right.
It, you know, isn't it possible?
No, I'm with you. Absolutely.
I'm still not... wipe it all down.
So anyway, that's the way.
Active on different surfaces for 2 hours or 4 hours. Or 6 hours, but in most cases it's days and not hours, and it needs a damp environment or a cold environment that is warm and dry in the air, unless the air is plastic.
I love that chick so much.
I know.
Repost that up on the Serenbini Facebook page. That's a funny ass video
of what it feels like to be looking and reading all this stuff. You can't help but just go, ay, ay, ay. So anyway, I do think that she's probably given it to her whole family, because that seems to be the way that it gets into the house through one person, and that one person gives it to everybody.
Hey, good to see you.
So,
don't worry, I haven't seen anybody. Sucks. I haven't gone out the house, so I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. No problem. What about you? Yeah, we have, after hearing that they have it, and they're friends of ours. We haven't seen them in this whole thing. But we decided that that's it for, like, we're closing the expanded bubble down. Like, even our good friends, you know, Pat and Marianne and Mike and Merrily, we're not
seeing
anybody.
Well, look, this thing, and this is what I believe, and on a Friday, I think, you know, some positive spin might be nice. I do believe that if we just tighten it up for a couple weeks, we'll be back on the right track. I don't think this is, we've seen this thing, you know, roller coaster. And it really does come down to, if we take a break, pull back just a little bit, wear your mask, wash your hands, we'll see the numbers start to decline. And even that is almost snowballs, like the same way it goes up as everyone runs out into the summer sun, it can go back down because people just take a break and pull back. And so I can't speak for everybody else, but we're going to do the same. We're going to lay low, you know.
I just feel like give it some time. I mean, with a case on our street, I'm just not, as much as I would love to see my friends this weekend, I just don't, I can't really justify it. So anyway, let's, some good news for the weekend. Let's see. There's a new Taylor Swift album.
Oh,
Big Brother's coming back. No, I didn't hear it yet.
What's coming back?
Big Brother.
Oh, right. I thought you said your brother's coming back. I'm like, what?
No.
Your brother's coming back. That's great news.
That is great news. I miss John.
It's great.
How is that?
John is, he's very happy where he is. The minute they got down there, they put their MAGA hats on and they've never looked back. So
so they're really stoked.
They've found their home. They're so happy.
That's great.
And I'm happy for them. You know, they weren't happy here. That's the bottom line. You know, I think they both
Your
really
mom
liked
sent
their...
me a text the other day with the video of all of them. Gentry and John and Deb and your sister Tina and her husband all like having dinner. It looks so lovely and just pleasant, you know.
Yes,
it's great.
Well, they all agree on everything, so where would there be any tension?
Not to slide back into the COVID thing, but I'm about to.
Yeah, go ahead.
My buddy who just moved from here down to OB in San Diego, which Ocean Beach in San Diego is. I spent years there. I used to work at a surf shop there, and it was while I was going to college, and I know OB very well, and a lot of the people, I love it there. So he's moved there now just recently, and he sent me a video of the beach area, and it's like a dead show. So I don't know if it was a planned gathering or what was going on, but there's dancing, and there's hippies all over, and there's people making bracelets and others just stand, you know, on blankets. And any other time you'd go like, what a pleasant afternoon in the sunshine. Excellent. Beautiful. But I'm watching it going, oh my God, nobody's wearing a mask. Okay. Like, that's the attitude, and there it is. That's how
that's why I'm going to stay in.
Right. It's so crazy.
You know? And look, and get it, it is a free country, and you can go do whatever you want. And you will have to suffer, and hopefully you won't suffer any consequences. You'll be like, this whole thing was a hoax. Go for it. Think that. Whatever it takes to get you through your day. You know, for people who don't believe it's a hoax and are, you know, trying to keep their whole family healthy, we'll see you later. We'll be inside. It is crazy. I just don't understand. And you know.
We're seeing different news, apparently, and I don't like.
We are definitely seeing different news. Although the president, I actually saw him in a mask this week. Holy S, you know. Oh, does he suddenly believe this? Florida had the 15,000 new cases on. I think it was on Wednesday. That is the highest statewide infection rate
spike.
Yes. So I think that it was our highest day as a country, 75,000 people. 15,000 of those were in Florida, the place where no masks were worn and no one took it seriously. And even to this day, my parents refuse to participate in this. it's honest to God. I'm like, you know, stay safe. Dad's 80 and has asthma. It's fine. Well, I'm sure everything will be fine.
Sure. I think so, too.
Yeah. So
I want that too. You.
I want my dad to be fine. I really do. Love that guy.
Anyway, I do. I think that it would be great if we had a comprehensive national plan that everyone would follow. Instead, you know, one of the funny stories is the mayor of Atlanta and the governor of Georgia are in a complete. It may even be a lawsuit they're in the middle of because. In Atlanta, he was like, I want you to wear masks. And the governor said, absolutely not. You cannot mandate that. And now they're fighting over it. And I just thought, oh, my God.
Oh, boy. It comes back to the mixed messages. If only there was a uniform when you leave the house or go into a public place, you have a GD mask on.
Right. One national comprehensive plan for everyone to follow would be amazing. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Everything on earth now has become political. Like, if one side says, oh, this would be a good idea, we should do this, the other side is just, you know, wants to shoot it out of the sky. Like, it's very frustrating. Remember to vote, everyone, in November. And just because maybe your guy is leading in the polls, don't think that that means you can't vote. You know, the poll is indicative of what would happen if everyone voted. So everyone needs to vote. Jesus, please vote.
Ding, ding. Anyway, so you said new Taylor Swift, new Maroon 5. I haven't heard any of it, but I did see that Jane posted the artwork or some of the promotional pictures that have been put out. So I guess we'll hear that today.
We will. Sure. Mm-hmm. I read a review this morning of the Taylor Swift, and it was glowing. Like, I really like that last record. I think that record's great. Like, I don't sit around listening to albums most of the time, at least not new albums. Because I'll sit down and listen to a Pink Floyd album or, you know, Boston. But I listened to that album in its entirety several times. I really liked Lover, and I'm interested. This one's called Folklore, so we'll hear some snippets from it, and, you know, this won't be the only place you hear it.
She's a really good songwriter. And I'm interested because she's brought in some artists that aren't necessarily pop music artists. Like that Antonoff guy, he's pretty poppy. He's pretty mainstream. But the National...
Is he the Black Keys guy?
No, the Antonoff guy was the guy from Fun. I'm pretty sure he was Fun.
Right.
Bleachers?
Something else, yeah. I hear his name a lot. I just never quite place
him. I think that's it. But anyway, he's someone with a pop sensibility. Right, but the National, they're an alternative act, and they have no pop in them. So
and
I'm interested to hear that mix.
That's the main dude, right?
Right.
He did a lot of the production on this and co-wrote a lot of the songs. I want to say it was like 11 out of the 16 songs.
Yeah.
This dude is all over.
So I'm really interested. That doesn't just because he doesn't make in his own life. Pop music doesn't mean he doesn't like it or have the ability. I'm sure he's great. So it'll be interesting to hear it.
Yeah, that will be good.
And then Maroon 5's just a hit machine. So
it's just one song from Maroon 5.
Hey, Nicole, when's that coming up? Is it coming up this hour?
Which one?
The new Maroon 5 song.
Let me look. I think it's...
By the way, the song is about legalizing marijuana.
Yeah.
And how it unfairly, you know, the billions of taxpayer dollars spent on fighting it and how it's disproportionately affects people of color. And
I heard
it
in the 5 o'clock hour on Alice.
Oh, we played it at 5?
Yeah, at the top of the 5. And then it's going to play again in the 7. And then Taylor's going to play at the 8.
Okay, great. Oh, good,
nice.
good. We'll be able to hear lots of songs.
All the hits.
So I think the Cardigan is the name of the Taylor Swift single.
Uh-huh.
So we'll hear that in its entirety, and then in the 8 o'clock hour on Fridays, normally we do the new music. So we'll have lots of
music video for Cardigan from Taylor, right?
Is it? Yeah, and I want to say she wrote and directed it, and from isolation, you know,
her own hair and makeup.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, oh my goodness, where does the time go?
I'm going to try to fit. Right now on our cameras that we're watching, I am the size of a fingernail.
Yeah, like, you're an ant.
I am so tiny. So I'm going to try to zoom. I don't need nobody needs a close-up of this mess. But,
oh, no. You know, it was nice the last couple of days. It was a nice tight shot on you. And we were
really?
About the same. Yeah, we're all about the same size and you look great. I would love to see your face. Right now, you're just a circle.
All right,
with
I'll
a smile,
work on that
smiley face.
While we're playing some songs.
All right, KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Al's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.